Dr. Penske dictating amount. I'm in Mark, M-A-R-K, Snow, S-N-O-W. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Snow as described in my report of 12-12-15. But he's now a 62-year-old male who, again, describes he was injured at work on 2-17-12. Brady was a pedestrian hit by a car, injuring his neck, back, and right hand. Brady was seen at the emergency room in Toms River, New Jersey, the same day. Brady had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery to replace a knuckle and a spinal fusion. Brady, he is no longer receiving any active treatment. Compare the rest of that section as normal. As per the record supplied, he received an order approving settlement on 11-9-20 in the amount of 60% partial total. That will be marked and inserted. He then reopened his claim. Along with providing answers to reopener interrogatories. Peter Weber, his responses all stated petitioner objects to each interrogatory without supplying direct answers except for he has not received treatment for the injuries that comprise the subject matter of the above captioned claim petition. Period. He has undergone routine blood work through his primary care physician. Period. He was seeking additional treatment. Period. New paragraph. Additional medical records show he had an MRI of the thoracic spine on 12-10-18 to be inserted. Period. New paragraph on 1-3-19, he was seen by Dr. Rienzo, R-I-E-N-Z-O, having last been evaluated on 10-29-18. Appeared he had physical therapy, but failed to obtain relief for his thoracic discomfort. Appeared he did also undergo a thoracic MRI. Period. He concluded the petitioner was not a candidate for lumbar epidural injection. Period. From his standpoint, Mr. Snow had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. At that juncture, he was currently working. Period. In paragraph on 128.19, he was seen by Dr. Solano, S.A. L-E-R-N-O, having last been seen in 2015. Appeared his low back is 50% improved, having undergone lumbar fusion at L4-5. Period. He is most concerned about pain in the mid-back. Period. He was still under the care of pain management physician, but he also had the recent MRI. Period. Dr. Salerno wrote, Mr. Snow has a T6-7 disc herniation effacing the spinal cord. Brady wanted to obtain a CT of the thoracic spine and lumbar spine. Period. On 3-19-19, these studies were done, whose results will be inserted here. Brady followed up with Dr. Salerno on 4-1-19 to review these results. Period. At that point, he felt the only treatment he would be amenable to attempting would be a trial of spinal cord stimulation. Period. He did not feel any further surgery of the thoracic spine would be indicated. Period. He was going to consider spinal cord stimulation and report back once he made a decision about it. Period. New paragraph. He was also seen on 4-19-22 by Dr. Myers, M-E-Y-E-R-S, for bilateral lower extremity EMG. Period. It demonstrated consistent findings with what appears to be no evidence of axonal and slash or demyelinating abnormality was identified. Period. Demyelinating motor slash sensory peripheral neuropathy consistent with diabetes mellitus, as well as chronic radiculopathy involving the L5 myotomes bilaterally were found. Period. He was then going to see Dr. McClure, MC, capital C-L-U-R-E, in the coming weeks to consider further treatment. Period. Plain x-rays were done on 4-2022 to be inserted. Period. A need for treatment evaluation was done on 11-22-22 by Dr. Bram, B-R-A-M, a pain specialist. Period. In terms of the thoracic spine pain, a spinal cord stimulator trial potentially leading to permanent implantation for treatment of his lumbar radiculopathy would be an option. Period. However, he previously deferred this option. Period. He was educated further on this device. Period. If they did pursue it, psychological assessment prior to proceeding with trial, spinal cord stimulation would be necessary. Period. Similarly, an updated thoracic MRI would be warranted. Period. In terms of the cervical and thoracic spine, Dr. Bram did not have any recommendations from an interventional pain management standpoint, but he did speak briefly with the petitioner about chronic opioid medication management. But he was not interested in pursuing this option due to the potential side effects. But he was currently not working and was on disability. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper, his fingers were somewhat chubby. Period. In the dorsal aspect of the right third metacarpal phalangeal area near his knuckle had healed surgical scarring. Period. There was no atrophy or effusions. Period. The rest of the section is normal. Hands, wrist, elbows normal. Extremities lower. Normal spine cervical. Active flexion was full to 50 degrees. Period. Extension was 45 degrees with rotation right, 65 degrees, and side bending right, 30 degrees with tenderness. Period. These were full on the left without discomfort. He was tender to palpation at the right trapezius and suboccipital musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left or in the midline. Period. Spinal maneuver elicited pain radiating to the right shoulder. Period. Thoracic. He was tender at the right interscapular musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left or in the midline. The rest of that is normal, lumbosacral. Inspection revealed a midline 4-inch scar consistent with his surgery. Period. He was tender to palpation, overlying the midline length of this scar. Period. Flexion was to 50 degrees and extension to 15 degrees, period. Bilateral rotation and side bend were accomplished fully. Period. He complained of severe tenderness palpation about the right sciatic notch, but there was none on the left. Period. And then include there was no pain in the spasm in the other areas. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 70 degrees and left at 65 degrees. Each elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. Impressions. On 2/17/12, Mark Snow reportedly was a pedestrian struck by a car at work. Period. He received treatment that will be inserted from my prior report. Since evaluated here, he received an order approving settlement and then reopened his claim. Period. He petitioned for further treatment. Period. He then was seen by a series of specialists. Period. He had a thoracic MRI on 12/10/18 to be inserted here. Period. He had CAT scans and x-rays on 3/19/19 to be inserted here. period. Although a spinal cord stimulator was discussed, he elected simply to pursue ongoing medication pain management. Pretty does relate that he had another EMG about 6 months ago whose report was not supplied. Period. In paragraphs of current examination of Mr. Snow, found therapy variable but decreased range of motion about the lumbar spine. Period, sitting at supine straight leg raise maneuvers did not correlate. Period, no ridiculous symptoms were elicited with either. Period, he had decreased active range of motion of the cervical spine with tenderness. Period, Sperling's maneuver elicited tenderness going to the right shoulder. Period, he did have healed scarring overlying the right third knuckle where surgery was done. Period, new paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency and causation are the same as before and will be inserted here as marked.